Greetings, loyalists and heretics. Welcome to Iron End Ceremony, where we once again enter the warp without an astropath.
Hello and welcome to Iron and Ceramite's Hobby Roundup podcast. Today I'm joined by Glenn.
Hello.
By Tommy.
Hello.
And by Dave.
Hello. We're just gradually getting deeper there, so
going down the scale. And as usual, we'll be going through our Hobby Roundup, a bit of an update on all things that we've been doing in the hobby, painting, modeling and so forth, and then towards the end a bit of an update on news and bits and pieces that are happening within the hobby, so hopefully you'll join us for this, for what we go through tonight. So kicking off, without further ado, up first, Tom, I believe you've got the slides to begin with. Do you want to talk us through this?
Yeah, cool. I missed out on the last hobby roundup. So I've got a few bits that are quite old that I've done quite a long time ago. So this was the diorama I did. I remember I played a game against Glenn and his Chaos Army a while back now, and he had a Demon Prince. I liked the look of them, so I thought I'd get my own. And I also wanted to try doing sort of some demonic-looking red flesh as well. So I got this guy, put him together, obviously made him like a corn version of a Demon Prince with the axe. Yeah, really enjoyed putting it together. I've also always got spare bits laying around because I've got so much crap. And like with the Imperial Fists, I'm never going to use the Assault Intercessors. There's just no point in that army. But I painted them right at the beginning of starting collecting the fists because it was all I had at the time. But I've got loads of them knocking around. So I thought I'd put one on there with no arms just because I can do stuff like that. Yeah. So, no, I really enjoyed doing it. I mean, I like my dioramas and it's something I really want to do more of. And I already had the base anyway. I don't know if you guys remember when I did my little Space Marines on the base, the two old hammer ones, the metal ones, Sicarius. Yeah, so that was the base from there. I just plucked them off and did a few adjustments because they're actually quite expensive to get, like the little wooden bases, decent ones, on eBay, like 15 quid, 20 quid. So I used that and, I'm quite happy with it.
Is it a GW? Is the Demon Prince a GW model?
Yeah.
The actual demon, is it Sigma or is it 40k?
Technically, it's, on the box, it says
it's both.
Yeah, technically, on the box, it says Age of Sigma on the box, but it is both. It is in both data sheets and it is on both, like on the app, it is in both versions. So, but like I say, on the box itself, it only does say AOS.
No, no, fair enough. I mean, it looks like a big old print.
Yeah, cool. I really like the work you've done with this. I like the flesh tones are really good. You can tell that you spent quite a lot of time blending in the abs. So whatever your fascination with that is, I don't know, but it looks good.
Yeah, there was a lot of pictures on the abs, wasn't there, on Instagram?
I do distinctly remember that, yeah. A lot of layering it up rather than going straight for the one coat.
Yeah, no, that's it. I did want to try that on the raised parts of the muscles and things like that. It worked really well on the abs, but mainly because it is quite a big model. So then bits are quite easy to do like that. If it was a regular size model, it probably wouldn't have the same effect. But I'm glad I tried them new techniques and it went well on this model.
The model itself is really open, so it's quite easy to get at.
Yeah.
All the various bits. There's not really, a gun across the chest or nothing like that. You've got arms out, wings out. It's quite nice and easy to pick out all the details.
Absolutely, mate. And there was a different version, actually, as you'll probably see in a few more slides. I've used the bits that were left over for a different sort of Demon Prince thing, but we'll get to that in a minute.
And I was going to ask about the Intercessor. Did you do anything in particular to... has he lost both arms? He has, hasn't he?
Yeah. Do you know what? Literally, I did barely anything. I clipped the arm, or I broke the arms off where they were, and then I just got my hobby cutters and I just started sort of snipping away like this from the side, put tip down, point down, and turning them around and just snipping at it. And once you've painted over it and put some Agrax on it and some obviously blood for the blood god, things like that, it looks okay. It's not going to ever look realistic when I do things because I'm too lazy, to be honest, to put the time in. but you get the picture of what it's supposed to be, you know.
And how was the process of the axe? Because I remember that being on Insta as well.
Yeah, so I like the way it looks. It looks okay. There's a guy on there called Maverick Paints, who's a really high level painter. Hasn't actually been in doing it for too long, but he puts out these free guides, and he put a guide out on how to do like that type of a Hellforged sword. It was a sword, and I had a go at it and tried to put what he'd used on the sword over to an axe, and it was a little bit more tricky. It's not really the same sort of surface to work on, but I think it looked all right, and I think it was more my fault for not getting the quantity of white and yellow right in the middle that doesn't really set it off to the best of what it could have been. But yeah, I was happy enough with it for a first time go.
It's a new technique, right? It's always something you can learn.
Absolutely, mate. Yeah, I did learn a lot from it as well, because I have tried it again since then.
It's always quite unforgiving when you take a picture that close up, because obviously when I come over to yours and we played a couple of games, I looked at it and it does look better in person. It's probably not the best picture to show it off, and you are talking yourself down a bit. It does look really good.
No, that's the weird thing, isn't it? Like any of us would agree, when you see your models on a picture, you think, oh my God. And then when you're looking at them, they're like, that's pretty good. That is pretty good. I was happy with it overall. Obviously, there's always, like Shane said, there's always some improvement, but I did learn a lot from it, from this model.
Very nice. Then we've got these chaps.
So I'm similar to Shane in the way that I like rescuing the older models. I had some to and fro about when this model was actually from. Some people said 92, some said 98, some said 99. Some got quite animated and angry that when I said, I think it's from 92, because someone had, the person who I bought it from had told me that's when it was from. And it looked like someone's tried to alter the number on the base. Why you would do that for a model you're selling for £5 on eBay, I have no idea. But it turns out, I think it's 1998 Space Marine Captain Terminator. And as you can see, it was ghastly. It had about five layers of thick, different, random paints on it. And like I say, it could have been a kid that painted it, I don't know, or an adult who's just absolutely no idea what he's doing. But it took ages to strip off and get down. But it also made it all the more enjoyable to get to that clean stage and then to see it actually, how much detail there was on some of them older models. I mean, what's that, 24 years old now? And although there's always some faults with the old metal models, when they get it right and when the casting looks good, the details are really crisp still.
Yeah, I really like this model. When I saw you doing it, I was like, yeah, no, this looks really good. I got no idea. Well, I can only imagine how long it took you to actually clean it off with MEPS, because that takes a while, right?
With everything, with painting, it depends who's put what on it and how much of it. I've had models before where I've used it and it's stripped it off because there's only maybe been, say, a primer and one layer of contrast or thin paint on it, and it comes off very easily. On this one, there was a complete thick set of white paint, a complete thick set of red paint, a complete primer over all of that in black paint. There was the arms and the sword were completely green in some areas, like all over, and yellow as well. It's like, I don't know who'd done what to this or what it had been in the past. But I think it had just been like a kid's that they'd painted, and then someone's looked at it and gone, oh, like, I can't deal with that, and just sprayed all over it black in the end. But yeah, it was hard to get off, and the paint was very old. Obviously, it's been done a long time ago. Luckily, I've got some of these nylon brushes, sort of like toothbrushes, but a little bit more sturdy, and they work quite well on metal models.
I'm amazed, though, that's what you did it with. Because it's a metal model, I would have stripped it with some really caustic shit, because that would have come off really easily and it wouldn't have damaged the metal. But if that's what you had to hand, I suppose.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I've got a hardware store not too long away from here. I say it's a hardware store. It's more of like a news agent's with a few bits at the back. But
right.
Yeah, it's sort of like, he says it's a hardware store. I mean, but yeah. So that's all I could get, really. I mean, it's a pound a bottle, so I thought, well, I'm not doing anything. If it takes a while, it takes a while. But what would you recommend using, Ben, on the metal models? Because I remember you saying before, but I can't remember what you did say.
Even on the plastic bottles, I've got paint stripper from Wilko's.
How was it?
I'll next time I go into the Cupboard of Doom, I'll take a picture of it. But yeah, I think it's about a 500 milliliter bottle. It's about that big.
Nice.
It's a bit more expensive, but as long as you are quick with it, in fact, you don't even have to be that quick with it, and it'll strip off plastic as well without damage to plastic.
Nice.
Which is good. But yeah, like metal models, I've stripped them with Nitromorse. Like old Blood Bowl models, I've done that with Nitromorse, and the paint just
melted off. Yeah.
Yep. The bases were just this little melted nub on the bottom of the feet. But yeah, everything else just came off. And
I think it's stuck in my mind from, I don't know if any of you guys remember, a long time ago when we first started doing the pods and that, and the hobby roundups and everything. And I had my first set of 10 intercessors that I'd sprayed red completely. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And it was a big primer. And I used methylated spirits. And I left them in there for a long time because the paint wasn't shifted. And they ended up completely and utterly just melting. And I think they're stuck in my head thinking, if methylated spirits can do that, then anything stronger is going to seriously like fuck up my models. But yeah, I've got to get that out of my head and start using what Glenn's using. I'll definitely give that a try next time, mate. How much did you say it was?
I don't know. It's a few quid, maybe £3 or £4, something like that. But you don't soak the models in it. You literally dip a toothbrush in and just go, and the paint starts coming off in seconds. Yes. If you want to go a bit crazy, get a really cheap electric toothbrush.
You're so lazy.
One with an oscillating head rather than a yeah. No, it'll get into all the little crevices a lot easier.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, I'll definitely try that next time, mate. But I haven't really been painting too much lately. So this is the stage he's still at now.
Neither have I. It's fine.
What? No. We'll see you next, Ben. I can't wait till it's your turn for the slides. Have you actually got any? You built one.
There is. I think there is one. But spoiler alert. Yeah, one.
I didn't even realise I had one.
Yeah, there's one in there. I was going to say... I'm
going to guess what it is, because I haven't fucking said them anything.
Clearly, John has taken it straight off Insta, but...
okay.
Or, yeah, something like that. I was going to say on the paint...
On the
paint thing, though, what I used to strip Bjorn, which was an old metal model, because I looked it up... Well, I looked it up online. Someone recommended something called cellulose thinners, which is incredibly caustic, and... I had to soak him in it, like just leave him in there for a couple of minutes, and the paint literally came off in flakes, like it just drifted off the model. And he was absolutely fine, but it destroyed it. No, it destroyed the paint.
Like metal models, you can literally go with anything. You could dump them in a bucket of brake fluid if you wanted, and it'll just take. I've known people who have used brake fluid to strip models, metal ones, obviously, plastic ones. You throw in, they'll just go.
That's gone. Yeah,
yeah.
But it is amazing how much detail went, because, like, you look at this model pre-based when you've just got the bare body, and you're like the bare metal. You're not sure how it's going to go, but as soon as you put that base layer back on, you can see the detail on him. It looks really good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to painting him. I mean, I'm going to do him in an old school Blood Angels look. And obviously, you can probably tell by the red, it's not the darker red that I usually go for. So yeah, I want to make him look a little bit sort of the era back then in the late 90s. So we'll see where that one goes.
Could I do the best Goblin Green.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Nice.
I mean, like, this model, it's not one of the more popular, more common ones. So because they probably didn't produce as many of them, the mold that he came out of is probably just that little bit crisper. So the detail on him looks really good. I think that's a fantastic looking model. I think that's probably better than most Terminator characters we have now.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Cool. And then this bad boy.
I don't know how I feel about this. Like, it started out going really well, and I was looking at the steps of a guide that I was using. I was using my airbrush, so I was obviously putting white ink over the coils and then spraying over it to get the glow around. I went a little bit, obviously, you can see I went a bit mad with the red glow. So the gun almost looks red instead of black. So that was one mistake. And the second mistake was I took it too far with the coils. I got it to a decent place where it looked like it was glowing and I just couldn't leave it alone. So it's gone a little bit, I don't know, is it muddy is the right expression, but it doesn't look as smooth as it did when the way I had it at one point. But overall, it looks all right. I mean, it's a big weapon for like one of them McFarlane toys. So yeah, it's not that difficult to paint. It might look like I've done it justice with the detail, but because it's so large, I really could have done it quite a bit better, I think. But yeah, it was fun to try with the airbrush and that. I mean, it's one of them things again, and it with the technique, you've got to learn it. And, you know, I've learned something doing that.
Yeah, I've seen this at Tom Tyson. I thought he'd secretly been buying a Titan. So it's just like, that's a massive plasma. Oh, no, that's, yeah, that's from one of the action figures, not.
No, I thought the effect worked looks really good.
I have messed it up even more than that. Dave's seen it. I put a line of, on someone's advice, it's probably good advice, it's just that I probably did it wrong, but I put a line of pink along the bottom of the coils and in the front coil bit near the barrel. I haven't obviously sent that photo because it's only on one side and I'm going to probably try and get that off if I can gently. But yeah, I've ruined it even more since then, just so you know.
I think the hardest thing with these plasma ones is getting the blending right, because I obviously haven't done one that big, but even on my Dread, which we'll see a bit later, like, it's really hard getting the blending right and knowing how far to take out the OSO effect. So I think it does look good, but like you say, I think you've just done a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Useless.
But as we go on, we've obviously got the model that made you famous.
The return of Captain Tycho, yes. A model that I've already painted pretty much. Well, the whole model was painted. It was a painted model. It was on a little base. Dave gave me his Ork, which, as you all know, I love putting Ork parts and bodies and bits and pieces on the bases of almost most of the things that I do. And he gave me this from his Helbrecht model because he didn't want to use that. He went a different way, which is, you know, thanks, Dave. I definitely enjoyed painting it. It's a cool Ork. Just for a base Ork, it's pretty much a whole Ork, isn't it? I mean, it's a model in it. So I thought I'd upgrade him. I'm never going to use Captain Tycho because, as cool as he is, he's not that great on the tabletop. There's better options to take than him. So I thought I'd give him a bigger base and just make him as a bit of a display piece. But obviously, I can always pluck him off if I did want to use him anyway. He's not glued tight or anything. But yeah, I was quite happy with the way it came out.
I love this. I've obviously seen it in person, and the smoke effects from the gun and coming out the chest. It does look really, really good.
What did you use for the smoke? Where did you get that from? Is it just out of the bits box?
So I've got
gas. Say I'll a smoke grenade.
I've no idea what you said, say it again.
Is that off one of the smoke grenades from like a Reaver or something like that?
Very similar, yeah. They almost look identical to that. But it's from Gaskell, the set for him. You've got a choice between them coming out of the side of his gun or like these like bullets, sort of like a line of used bullets coming out the edge. And I'm not going to use these bits, so I thought I'd put them on him. They're not perfect. They're a little bit too dark. I've probably got to maybe put a bit more light grey into the smoke effect. But yeah, they look all right. They look pretty decent.
I think the dark colours go well with Tycho's brooding. So I think it sets the scene quite well.
Yeah,
he's quite a dark character, isn't he?
So. He is quite a dark character, David, yeah.
Okay.
So I was happy to revisit him.
Yeah, no, very good. I didn't realise he still had a data sheet. So you can still, Tycho's still got a data sheet.
Who? Still got Tycho and Tycho the Lost, so you can play with him if he's the Lost, he comes in black, or he's supposed to paint him in black, and he takes on the Death Company characteristic, and there's a couple of little bits that are different from the regular model. I think the normal model is 100 points, and the Death Company Tycho the Lost is 110, he's got a little bit more clout. But yeah, it's pretty cool. A bit strange, isn't it? Compared to the rest of Warhammer, he's pretty much a bit of a unique model in that sense, I think.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Very cool. And then this is yours as well.
Yep, you'll have to hide, cover your eyes, Dave, but what I've done to this Black Templar made in gold. But I want to use him. He obviously, Templars and Imperial Fists, they're pretty much, they're from the same chapter, so originally. So he's going to be my chapter champion for the Imperial Fists. I'm going to get round to giving him a shield as well on his left arm, like a Blade Guard shield, and that's what he'll be used for. I went with the gold colour just because I couldn't paint him normal Imperial Fists. I wanted him to stand out. So, yeah, I had fun painting him. It's not my best job. But, yeah, it's a really cool model. I love painting the sword. It's really awesome to have a model that's got such a detailed sword for once. Some of them are a little bit samey, like the Blade Guard swords seem to be on everything now, including captains and lieutenants. But this sword was really cool. Yeah, nice model.
I thought you were going to say it was going to be your Countess Sanguinor for some reason.
Could have used him as that if I put a big old set of wings on him. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, dirty great big set of like feathery wings. He would look quite cool. Anything but a Templar.
He looks shit. Should be in black.
Yeah, I did actually put it to the vote on Instagram whether I do it traditional or gold, and it was pretty much 50-50. So, yeah.
Would you have followed what Instagram had said, or would you have just done it gold anyway?
No, I would have
gone for gold, yeah.
Okay, now this isn't the same dude as before, right?
No, so it's from the same box. Everything there is the cast-offs of what I didn't use for my Demon Prince. So the only thing that I didn't have left that I could use, obviously, to make two models, because they wouldn't do that, is a back piece and the legs. Everything else is just the different versions of what I could have put together. So I thought I still don't really know what this is, to be honest. Like, originally I was going to use him for a diorama. So obviously all the spiky bits down the bottom need to be shaved off and made a little bit more natural looking, warpy looking, as if he's going to be on the side, as if he's coming out of a wall, sort of like he's been spawned into reality from the wall, from a dark blood ritual or something. But that's a long way off. I was bored and I wanted to create something from the bits instead of just chucking them away or never seeing them again. So I thought I'd have a go because I enjoyed painting the last one so much. I thought I'd paint his arms a little bit different and make him almost look a little bit more like he's an actual Marine, or that's where he's come from.
There we go.
I was very happy with the face. I've got to say, out of everything on this model, the face went really well. I did highlight it properly in the way that you're supposed to, with lighter colours, and I used white for the eyes and then just a touch of warp lightning, very thin warp lightning over the white onto the eyes to make it look like they're glowing, which I'm learning does work very well for eyes on, well, things like this, demons and stuff. But it was just a bit of fun, really.
Very good. But this one didn't make it onto your Insta for faces you're proud of, right? I thought that was Tycho, wasn't it? Or best face ever. Was that Tycho?
To be honest, I put about four pictures of this guy's face up when I was painting him, constantly seeing his face, and I didn't want to go, yeah, see the people going, yeah, him again, his face again, yeah? So I just thought, I think with that one, it was more, in my mind anyway, it was more like a human face, do you know what I mean? Because they're a bit more forgiving than demons' faces and things like that, because they don't have to be realistic, sort of.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Then on to this Assault Intercessor.
Yeah, I'm not going to get too much into politics. I'm not that sort of a person. But obviously, a lot of people were doing this. There was one guy that mentioned it to me. And he said, do you want to get involved? And I'll share your work if you do. And I thought, you know what? It's a decent message, peace, whatever. But also, it's a challenge. And I like a challenge when it comes to the painting side of things as well. So I thought I'd have a go and just do him in the Ukrainian colours. And if even one Ukrainian sees this and smiles, then, you know, it's worth it, isn't it? So, had a go.
No, absolutely.
I love the fact you've said, I don't like to get into all of this, and then spent the time painting a model to not get into it. But fair play.
Yeah, it's more the fact that Having yellow is quite difficult, and it's like a set challenge, isn't it? It's like when someone gives you a few colours to use, you know what I mean? And some, and you have to use the colours. So, yeah, that's my experience.
If you don't use the colours.
Yeah. What was the metallic blue colour? Because that said the blue's quite like it's like got a metallic tinge to it. Was it actually a metallic paint?
No, so that's magic blue, Vallejo magic blue. And I thinned it down quite a lot and put three coats on. And what I think I used in with the magic blue, I used a little squirt of that. Do you remember the stuff I used to do my Blade Guard veteran swords with?
Yeah.
With it, I had the bright blue with the little dots of silver in. So that's probably maybe what become a little bit metallic. But also, I did use quite a shiny varnish spray on him, so that would have probably been part of it as well.
Yeah, fair enough. On we go for another experimental one. What's the story behind this chap?
So someone asked me if I wanted to do a three-colour challenge, that, like what I was saying just now. So I would do three of their colours, whatever they wanted me to use, and I would say suggest three colours to them. I was suggested like an olive green, sort of an army colour. Then it was a khaki stroke creamy bone colour, because there's all different types of khaki. So when you look up khaki, and there's like four different types.
Yep.
And also there was blue as well, a relatively bright blue. So as you can see, olive, I've done the logo in what I consider to be some sort of deserty khaki. And yeah, I had no idea what to do with the blue, so I just put a load of really bad lines over his fists just to make him look shit. but yeah. No, it was a bit of fun because I've got these three aggressors still from the Imperium mag, and they're not probably going to see the tabletop. So I thought, I'm going to paint all three of them like this as well, just so they're, you know, all the same.
Yeah, no, I mean, I thought when I first saw it, when you first posted it, I thought it was I thought you were rolling out another chapter and going for Dark Angels or something like that.
Well, I did start to think to myself, because I've got quite, I might, if I ever get time, I mean, if I ever run out of money and can't collect anymore, then I'll paint these three like this. And I've got 10 Assault Intercessors, which I never hardly use. But if I've got nothing left to do, then I'll paint them like this as well. And maybe use them as a little bit of a chapter to drop in with some other, you know, big army, just as a little detachment of their own, maybe one day. But how many times have I said that about various different things and it never happened? But I like the model, and I was happy with the eyes as well. You can't quite see it. It's probably the wrong colour to use for the eyes. Another dark-ish blue to go with the green, but they went in quite well.
I really like that paint scheme.
Mm.
I really do. That looks really good.
Thank you. Thank you. I shall pass that along to the relevant people.
I also was... When I first got the aggressors from the Imperium magazine, I thought, I don't think I'm ever going to run these. I did paint them. I've run them twice, and they've been brilliant. So I'm going to keep running them. I think they're really good, as long as you use them right.
Every time Dave's used heat against me, I've just obliterated them within like a round or two.
Yeah. It's because you target them down because you're scared of them, though, isn't it? And I sort of plod mine forward, and they're too slow to do anything good. But
I still remember when I used the Eradicators for the first time against you, like six of them, and you put them right in front of them, just standing there, and they just went, oh, them, total obliteration. You went, oh.
Yeah.
We live and learn.
Fair enough. Then next up. Okay. Talk us through it.
Yeah, this work in progress was probably from about maybe 2 months ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, 2 months. And I've got Gaskell, obviously, he's half built and in a cup at the moment in my room, just waiting in a cup, like all the bits. So I tried to do Makari. He's tiny. He's so small. He's like the top size of maybe the top of your middle finger, just the tip. And he went quite well. He went all right. I was more happy with the guard's head on the floor. Which one is that again? A Zion?
It's a Tempestus.
That was the bit I was most proud of. Makari was a little bit bright. He's a little bit old school looking. I don't know if you remember, like the Goblin Green almost.
Is that very like Goblin? That. Yeah, very Goblin.
So yeah, he was all right. It's nothing special. He's still exactly like that. I haven't had time to do his banner yet, or I have, but I just couldn't be bothered yet. So maybe that next, possibly.
Okay, fair enough. Looking forward to seeing that when we get there. And then this one.
Brutus the Simpson, I don't know. Do you know what? Sometimes I just look at models and think, I want to do something completely different away from Warhammer just for the fun of it, really. Just so I've got no stress of this having to be a certain way or whatever. I can just do whatever I want. So I decided to paint him because he looked a little bit like Homer. So I decided to paint him in a Simpsons colour just for a laugh. And it was fun. And John loves the Simpsons as well. So.
Yeah. I was going to say, what range is this from, or is it just a random mini?
So that's one of the Reaper minis that usually come on the tiny little bases that are fixed to them. I just cut them off and put them on a little bit of a bigger base. It looks a little bit like Dave, actually, now. With the hair.
Fair enough. Well, you know, it's been a busy pod for you this time, Tom.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of stuff.
That's all we've got time for.
We're now moving into more lots of stuff with you, Dave.
Yeah. So I made a bit of a change and bought a small Tau army. So this is my work in progress, combat patrol-ish size Tau army. So I've got two squads of the Fire Warriors, two squads of the Stealth Suits, a Ghost Kill, a Broadside, an Ethereal, and a Cadre Fireblade. So, yeah, I think they're quite cool little models. I'm quite looking forward to painting some more of these. You can sort of see the scheme that I'm going to go for with the Ethereal and the Fireblade in the middle, as well as the Fire Team on the right. So I don't know where this game come from. Possibly my background, who knows? I'm looking forward to doing these, and I'm looking forward to getting a few more as well, because obviously they're quite high in the meta at the moment, so it'd be quite nice to play a very different army compared to the Templars. They've had a couple of runouts, one not so successful and one very successful. So I think I'm starting to get a bit more used to it and picking up their rules and what they are good and not good at. And I think the general rule of thumb is stay away from things.
Yeah.
And don't shoot them.
Charge things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've worked that out. Now I've worked that out. Hopefully it's onwards and upwards.
How many points is this little
set? If I put on some extra bits and bobs, it's getting close to about 900-ish.
Okay.
But comfortably can run 750. So there are drones as well. I've got a fair few drones dotted about, but they're in all sorts of weird positions at the moment because I've sprayed a couple of them and I haven't sprayed some of the other ones. So I'm going to try a few different techniques on those. So I've got a fair few drones as well, which obviously you can add to pretty much every unit, which is good. Just coming up to 1,000. Give me another couple of months, and I'll be getting over that 1,000 point mark.
Yeah, if you want a buttload of gun drones, for some reason I've got like 12 or 15 of them just kicking around.
Why?
I've no idea. I have no other toy stuff that I can see. But yeah, I've got a load of gun drones for some reason. So yeah, if you want them,
well, there you go. With my new gun drone, I've got just over 1,000.
What towel do we get with the Imperium magazine?
Pretty much part of what I've got here. So you get a strike team. I think you get some more stealth suits and something else. I can't remember. But you can run the stealth suits in six-man squads as well. So is it six-man or five-man? I can't remember anyway. I ran five of them the other day against John, and they were really good.
I think Tau's very multiples of three, whereas like Imperial stuff saw sort of fives and tens.
Fives and stuff, yeah.
Whereas Tau's like sort of threes and sixes and 12s and stuff.
I think it's changes now because you can't do the 12 anymore. It has to be 10 in the Fire Warriors. So you should be between 6 and 12. Yeah, you can't do that anymore. It's just 10.
It's because there's only 10 in the box now, that's why.
Yes.
No, that's why, because you used to get 12 in the box.
Yeah,
that's probably why they used to do it sort of in the threes.
Yeah. So, but I like the broadside. The broadside went off as well, and that was fun to watch that go. And this
what guns
poor John's heart. He's got a rail gun, and then you can see he's got a Seeker missile over his left shoulder and some missiles over his right shoulder. So he's quite fiery when he goes off. But the rail gun is a really cool weapon. The ghost kill is a lot of fun as well.
The real gun on that's not the epic, absolute fuck off profile that we all lost our shit about whenever we first seen it. No.
Yeah. No, this it's still a good profile, but not as good as like the Hammerhead or the Storm Surge. Storm Surge is just horrible, but it's also about 110 quid. So. And it's not the kind of model I could just hide with my other one. So if I just appeared one day with a Storm Surge and just like snuck it onto the shelf somewhere, it would get noticed. And
yeah, it's a bit huge.
Yeah, so
well, it makes the ghost a Hammerhead in though.
Yeah, we'll do. The Ghost Kill looks small compared to the Storm Surge. So yeah, give it some time. Yeah, it's a big old model.
Oh, okay. How many points is the Ghost Kill?
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head. I could find out and
it's fine.
Come
it's
back
more,
to me
more,
later. But no,
more,
I don't know.
Curious.
It was it's quite cool. It's got some cool stealthy bits and bobs, and it can handle its own as well. So it's just don't charge it in. So that's
not with one wound left either.
It wasn't a tactical error, because tactically it was very, very sound. It was more of a stupid error that I then used the CP to try and re-roll something, and then forgot I needed the CP to blow it up automatically. So in my head, I was being very clever until I realised I used up my last CP. So, yeah. Anyway, I won't do that again.
Very nice.
Ghost Kill, anyway, I've got it here. It's 200 points with the way that I've got it. So
fair enough. Fair enough. Well,
it's not too bad.
Very nice new army.
Thank you.
And then speaking of new armies for you.
New armies. This is some stuff from the Imperium magazine that I've managed to build and prime. So nothing too exciting. This is I'm just going to do it exactly how I've done all my other Necron stuff and try and get it done as quickly as possible. But again, I'm closing in on 750 to 1,000 points of Necrons now as well. So hopefully, within the next couple of months, I've got three different armies that I can run at least 1,000-point lists with. So that'd be fun to spice things up. And at least if we play games, you won't necessarily know what you're coming up against.
So and you went numbers.
You went for the Immortals. Sorry, Glenn. Go ahead.
I said they're rookie numbers. three armies at 1,000 points.
Well, to be fair, my Templars ones is I've probably got about 4,000-5,000 points of Templars now. So. So anyway, moving on. Yeah, I was going to go for the Deathmarks, but I decided that I actually quite like the look of these models. I quite like the Immortals. And I think they'll fit better in the way I'm going to run my army anyway. So I'll pop them in there. That'd be good for some fire support, I guess. Obviously got the Flayers. Honestly, the Flayed ones are the worst models I've ever put together. I know we've gone on it. I know we've covered it a million times, but I've got to say it again because it was crap, and I hate them. I just look at them and I hate them. but the Canoptic Spider, or whatever it's called, Canoptic Spider, I'm sure it is.
It is.
That's actually a really fun model to build, and it looks really good. It's a lot bigger than I thought it'd be. I'm looking forward to painting that because it's quite a fun model to build. I'm hoping it's just as much fun to paint.
I think you can run that in units up to three as well. So I think as with a lot of these things, they're giving you a taste of the good stuff.
Yeah.
So that you go out and buy
more.
Yeah. but after our brief back and forth about the Immortals versus the Deathmarks, the consensus online was Immortals as well. So that's what I'm going to build mine as. I'm like, right.
Oh, okay.
Immortals.
What was the reasons behind that?
Just better durability. And although the Deathmarks have got their snipers, so they can ignore lookouts there, their profiles aren't good enough to take out any characters. It's more about that they're only good at mopping up characters that are already damaged.
Oh, okay.
And because of the way that a lot of the tabletops are being built at the moment, you really can't get a lot of line of sight without moving them around a bit. Yeah. So you're better off going with Immortals and using them to hug a objective or like run Octarius or Nakman data or raise banners or those sort of objectives, whereas the Death Marks are a bit more immobile.
I assume
when you say the way a lot of the tables are being built now, you wasn't talking about Glenn versus John.
We should have that picture in here. We don't, but that, yeah, that was, a sparse tabletop.
Yes, it was.
I can't think of who that would be. I don't know if he did that more to benefit his Blight Haulers. I don't think it worked for him, though, did it?
But yeah, let's be fair. It's a Death Guard army. He had, like, two things that had a decent shooting capability, and I had many.
While we're on the Necrons, let me just remind, I don't know if I think I mentioned it to you. So when I originally got the Necron Warriors from Imperium, they sent me the wrong sprue. So I emailed them, customer service really, really good. And they said, oh yeah, we're going to send you a new one out when we do. So 4 months later, I thought, this is taking the piss now. So I emailed them back and they went, oh, we've got them back in stock. We'll send them out to you. And I was like, oh, great. Thank you very much. We're getting straight back to me. It was within a few hours. So there I am sitting around waiting for it to happen. And it comes again. So I now have three of the exact same sprues because they sent me the exact same one again. And I've managed to bodge. I haven't even raised it with them. I was a bit naffed off by this point. So I've now got a load of bodged Necron warriors as well with all their arms hanging off. And they look all a bit worse for wear, but
they're reanimating as you speak.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, maybe I'll stick some scarabs on him so it looks like they're
I'm sure I had the same issue and I just managed to bodge them all together. I was just like, I'd be fine.
Yeah, so I bodged seven with what they did send me and I managed to bodge another eight, so I've got 15 models out of I should have 10.
Yeah,
but it was such a pain in the arse. Such a pain in the arse when it all looks so easy, and because I had to like guess as well because he didn't have the proper instructions. I was like, yeah. So, but I did check because I've now got the new Necron Warriors and they are correct. Right?
He's dead.
I remember when he first did that, I literally thought he'd fallen backwards and Katie's head in on the floor. But at least I know now it's just his iPad falling over.
I've got a proper stand and everything now. Anyway, what was
I'd send it back. You've got the proper Necron sprues now.
Yeah, I've got the proper Necron sprues now. So I double checked and I'm looking forward to actually building them how they're meant to be built rather than just bodging them. But
Fair enough. And you'll be able to, like, you'll have a shit ton of scarab sprues as well, right? You'll have like what, six, nine of them by now, something like that?
I've got loads of scarab on the sprue, but not any of the bases. I've only got three. Yeah, I've only got some of the bases, so I'll see if I can pick some off eBay or something like that. And then
I was going to say, you've got no random bases on experiment.
Spare bases, because every now and again, I'm
not that size, like, no.
Yeah, I get like little jackpot bases
I've got loads of the 32mm, but not of the bigger ones. I think they're 40, so
I think it was the Warriors or the Reavers that I was building. And I think the Reavers all came with a pack of five bases, even though there's only three models in the pack. And then the Warriors came with individual bases, but I think two of the boxes had an extra base just sort of chucked in there. So
yeah, I've got loads of the 32 ones, but nothing other than that.
On we go.
On to more pile of shame.
More Black Templars.
This took a long time because this, other than Helbrecht and Grimaldus at the front, who I thought, yeah, but they are built, they will be painted at some point. But this was all a lot of kit bashing from the upgrade sprue and the Crusader sets that I've got. So the Tenus Intercessors at the back all have the auto belt rifles with the chains on them from the Crusader squads. And a few more Templari bits added in. And then I've got five Assault Intercessors at the back that, again, were from the Imperium magazine that I've used the upgrade sprue to make more Templari. So I'm looking forward to adding them onto the Crusader squads as well. And then I decided with the other five also intercessors that we got with Imperium. That I was going to have a few more assault sergeant options. So I've taken the Thunderhammer from one of the Crusader squad, and I think that was from the Sword Brethren kit that I had that I converted into Blade Guard. And then I added on a couple of more Templary bits on a couple of them. So now I can run some assault intercessor squads with any of the weapons that they can come with the sergeant. So it's just adding a bit more spice to the army. So I can bring a Thunder Hammer to an assault intercessor squad, or just have all chainswords or whatever it may be. And have them looking a bit more Templary, because my normal assault intercessors, they look fine, but they're literally just in the standard Space Marine with a black Templar scheme. Whereas with the Crusader squad, which I put them with, they stand out as being different because they haven't got all the Templar bits and bobs and same shoulder pads. So that was the rationale behind that. So I'm hoping to get these painted soon and add them all into the big pile of shame of painting that I've got. But I'm not sure what I'm going to do first. I don't know if it's going to be Tau, or just get the Necrons done because they should be pretty quick, or whether to tackle this lot, because obviously it's my main army. So we'll see. I'll probably just do bits and never get any of it done, but we'll see.
If you wanted to, could you run those five as like a Sword Brethren unit?
If I put the bases on, then yeah.
I overall base size, to be completely honest.
And on a friendly game, I think as long as I told people, then they wouldn't mind as much. But in theory, yes, because you can have chain swords or power swords and one of everything. But I think, I haven't actually sent the picture. I've also built my Sword Brethren squad as well. Just not taking a picture of it. So I have actually got a proper Sword Brethren squad as well. So lots and lots to paint, unfortunately. I've got a bit... I don't know if you guys get it, where you've got so much to paint. I know Glenn, so Shane and Tom, for you. When you've got so much to paint, you get a bit sort of like, I don't want to paint anything. I'm going to build something because I don't know what to do first. That's sort of my problem at the moment, where I've got so much that I need to paint. I can't decide what to do. So,
I've done exactly the same as what you did. I don't know if you remember, I painted all of that Imperial Fist and I sprayed it all yellow with the air. And it's quite daunting when that's all like that. You're looking at it all. You can't really pick where to start. It's probably best to do a small bit at a time. But I know what you've done. It is really fun to build it and have it all built and looking. You can still use it as well, really.
It's all ready to go. Obviously, I like running an army where it's built and painted. But obviously, where it's built.
Well, it's not like General Cox then.
Well, I can remember when we first started playing, he was doing that. this counts as a malignant plague castle. Yeah, of course it does, John.
Yeah. Did you really exclude me from that question?
Well, actually, but you just don't paint full stop. There's nothing. Is it because you've got so much that you're too scared to paint, or is it just because you can't be asked to paint?
It is a combination of many things. The overall sort of like, oh Christ, where do I start, is a massive one. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
And I've had that for years because I've had so much shit for such a long time. But it's always good to start a new project.
Are you going to paint these Gribblies?
Look, there. I have managed to undercoat them. So there is some paint on some models. I've basically got a tray of 38. Oh, excuse me. 38 termagants. And the one thing that I've been keeping my eye on is all the various rumors coming out. And I'm like, sweet, I've got loads of termagants. Oh, their shit weapon is being made better. Awesome. Their better weapon, even if it stays the same, no, made it worse. So all the ones I've bought and built, they're a bit shit now. So I'm sort of looking at them going, oh, I don't really want to paint them now. Oh,
but again, are they clearly different? Because we're not going to know because we're not experts in tyranny.
They are. clearly. Well, a big fan. Yeah, they.
Because I could put anything on my tower, and none of you would know what the fuck I was doing. I'd say, yeah, this is this. But a lot of the time, I'm looking at the bits and bobs, and in a friendly game, it doesn't really matter too much.
I know, like
we're going to comps, but
I know, like whenever I played Tom or maybe yourself, assault or intercessors with this rifle as opposed to that rifle, I don't really give a toss what gun's on there. If there's a special weapon in a unit, and I can only see one special weapon in a unit, I don't really care what's on the model as long as I know, oh, that's a plasma gun or, oh, that's a melted gun. Yeah. You know, if it's a flamer, I don't care. I've mellowed in my old age.
I have it whenever I'm playing against John's Blight Lords and he's like, oh, this is a combi flamer bolter. And I'm like, I don't fucking know. He can tell me whatever combi guns are on there. And I'm like, is it? Oh, yeah, that's the champion with the axe. Is it? Okay, whatever. Like, it's so hard to tell.
Yeah. Too short himself, though, to be honest.
It does make me laugh when John picks him up when he's like, this one's got, I don't fucking know. I think he's got this.
Written underneath. Oh, yeah, that's it.
Before we move on, Dave, I was just going to ask you quickly, have you thought any more about how you're going to paint your Hellbricks? Because I know you was in two minds.
Black armour, gold trim.
So I can't remember, because what's the traditional version? Is it gold or...
Gold armour with black trim.
Ah, okay, cool. Yeah, good idea, mate.
So I'm going to switch around. So I don't know if you remember my Marshall, the one with the power axe.
Yeah.
Similar to that. That's the cool aim. But possibly, I haven't decided whether I'm going to do the pauldrons as all black. You know, like the Sword Brethren skin, where they've got the black pauldrons with the red trim. I'm considering doing the black with the red. I don't know. We'll see how it works. I'll probably try a couple of things and paint over it and decide I hate it and borrow your spirit, methylated spirits. We'll see.
No, it'd be interesting to see what you do with him, man.
Fucking up, probably.
Well, obviously, but I mean, I've got to be supportive.
Yeah, has
he got the grill on, or has he got eyes?
Oh, no, he's got his full helmet on.
All right, well, you can't fuck his eyes up, right? So that's the...
I can still fuck the lenses up, but yeah, can't fuck the eyes up. At least he won't be the same googly-eyed Hellbrecht as the last model I did, so...
Dirty Hellbrecht, before he crossed the Primaris.
Scanning the whole horizon.
Eyes working independently. very, very good, very good. Oh, okay. On to...
what have you got here?
So this is a Thousand Suns Rhino, with the what's it called, Havoc launcher, whatever it's called, just the missile launcher, and the Combi Flamer on the other side. And that's it. Just part of my 250 points a month. So this is this. I'm trying to think what month this is.
March.
Yeah, no, this is all of the March. No, I was just trying. This is all of the March points. That's what I mean. I've basically, where are we now? We're nearly done with March, actually, but I've done my 250 points for this month, and this was part of that 250 points.
At least someone's keeping up with the points per month that they said that I was going to build, eh?
I only said 250. 500 was a massive, massive stretch there.
I'm going to count it up at the end of the year.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine. I just know I won't be able to keep up with it unless it has helped me get stuff done. The trouble is that I'm picking all of the stuff where I'm like, it's one model and loads of points.
Yeah.
Rather than the squads. Because I've got a squad of 10 Rubric Marines. And I've got all of my Jesus. Marines, all of like the Thousand Sun Marines sitting there. And I'm like, I'm not going to paint any of those fuckers. I'm going to paint all of the characters because that's how
enjoy I enjoy all that trim.
Oh, it's horrific. But this was okay because there wasn't much trim, so it wasn't too bad. And because I got the army painter, I can't remember what color it is. I think it's like crystal blue. But they do a color match between their bottles and their spray. So I just sprayed this that blue color and then just had to paint all the details. So it was fine. It was relatively painless and easy to get done.
When I first saw it, I thought you were doing the Tom and doing the support Ukraine thing.
Exactly what I was about to say.
No, this is
not. I do like the scheme. I do like it.
Yeah, it was, as I said, the bit that took the longest was probably the weapons, because they're the bits that were most detailed. Yeah. Then my flayed ones. So continuing with everyone's hate of the flayed ones, they're all right. They were a pain in the ass to put together, but they were quick to paint, like all the Necrons. Standard paint scheme that I've done with all of them now, which is the Griff Charger grey and then just Lead Belcher for the spiky bits. But yeah, came together fairly easy, and I've got five of them to run if I ever decide to run them. Probably unlikely, if I'm honest, even though their data sheets are okay. I get the feeling that this is a squad that tends to be better in tens rather than fives. So unless I've got spare points, they probably won't see much time.
No, and there's no way I'm building another five.
No.
On a side note, I think... Oh, no, it's not about them specifically.
Oh, okay.
But I think from all of our podcasts, apart from bitching about the Warhammer app / Warhammer TV, our hatred of building the Necron models is probably the second ranked thing we've spoken about.
I'm okay with the Necron models. I'm pretty good with them, apart from those flayed ones. Those flayed ones were... They were just fiddly. They weren't, you know, they were just fiddly. They don't feel very robust.
They look cool, but yeah. Just...
And then this chap, which is the Technomancer, I think he is. I think it's Technomancer. But he's the one that is effectively the Necron Apothecary. So he can go around picking people up. So he's actually going to be quite a useful unit, I think, or quite a useful HQ to run in a list. So I think I think this guy will get at least one run out just to see what we can do with him. But again, probably... I think he's going to work best in like a list that's going to have big blobs of Necron Warriors, because you're just going to be picking them up. Maybe even a run out with the Canoptic Stalker that resurrects as well. So maybe that will be them coming back out for a bit of a run. It's been a while since I've used the Canoptic Stalker. So we'll see what happens there. But overall, yeah, wasn't too bad. And the good thing about them is that they're nice and quick to paint. Especially in this scheme, it's a very easy paint scheme for me to do. I'm just quite happy with
it. It's a really cool model as well. I really like this model, so I'm looking forward to painting my one.
Yeah, mine's not even built yet, but I don't know if have you looked up his data sheet or anything, Shane? Has he got like, I don't know what he's traveling on there. Is that like a separate thing that's sort of with him, or is it just like something that he to give him more movement? That whatever it is, spider thing he's standing on.
Yeah, it is just a like they're two separate unit things. There's nothing on the data sheet. It's just a bit of flavor model. Yeah. It's you know, it's a Canoptic Gribbly that he travels around with. So there's nothing it does that is specific to the model. It's just something to give it a bit of flavor. It's because he's a Cryptek, so that fits into their lore.
Cool. Yeah, nice model, man.
Please to have it done. And then finally, Glenn.
Yes, so whilst I've not been doing hobby per se, apart from gaming, I took a little trip up to Warhammer World. Now for me, that is about a 360-370 mile round trip, which was brilliantly decided to do when fuel prices hit an all-time high in this country. I was like, yeah, let's use a full tank of petrol. That was not the most sensible of things. But I seen some amazing stuff up there. I sent you guys a couple of pictures, but I've got some more on my phone, which I neglected to actually send to John. But I'm not sure if they'd be too happy about sort of going, hey, look at all the pictures on our podcast. so it was good. That is the Space Marine that used to stand above my store.
I was going to say, that is the same one, isn't it?
I think... That's specifically not him, to be completely honest. The one that stood above the store I worked in is actually around the back. But I wasn't going to jump. I wasn't going to go jumping fences and shit like that. Just to get a picture of Bob.
Fair enough.
But yeah, that is the closest representation. So yeah, he's about 8 foot tall, I'm glad John didn't put up the picture of me in front of the rhino, like the total fanboy that I am.
I was going to say, you did get the one in front of the rhino as well, though, right?
Of course. I had to wait till, like, there was no one walking around the car park because I felt like an absolute bell-end doing it. But, you know, you can't go to Wormwood World without
it.
Yeah, exactly. I was quite surprised, though, because they've taken down, like, all of the barrier-ness around it. So you can literally, well, you can't climb on it, but you can fuck climb on it if you want.
Because you're a rebel, Ben, aren't you?
I did not climb on it, but I was sort of like, there's no barrier, there's no rope here or anything. But yeah. And I was amazed at the shop at Warhammer World. I know it's a Games Workshop, but all of the shit you don't get in a normal shop, like, I could have went in, and as I was having a look through all the miniatures, it's like, that's a metal model. That's metal models on the shelf. It's like, Jesus. Didn't even know they still made them. Well, yeah, apparently there's a few kicking around still in the store.
Wow. Metal, like, I'm speechless. Like, metal models.
I thought everything had gone over to either resin or just discontinued.
Yeah.
Like, actual metal. It was the Chaos Night Lords. The Chaos Lord for the Night Lords. And I can remember him from the website. He's like, I think he's got a power fist and a bolter and huge bat wings up to about there. So yeah, he's been kicking around for a long time. And yeah, that's pretty much been everything I've been up to.
And that was it one against John, one against Tom, one against Dave?
Yes, that's correct.
I can't remember how they went.
The first one out against me with the new group, please.
Yes. Oh, you're fucking quick off the mark, aren't you? Oh, yeah, you played me, Yeah. He beat me. You tabled me, though, didn't you?
I tabled you, yeah.
You're the only person to table me. Let's put it that way.
Glenn. He had one... One wound Hormigant left. It was so frustrating. I was like, right, yeah, I've got him now. I can say I've tabled him. And that pesky little thing just hung on right until the end.
Yep.
And then what did you do with him, Glenn?
I specifically marked the base. He was going to be the first one to be painted. And he will be the first one to be painted because I still know which one he is. But I'm not sure if he should be the first one to be painted or the last one because I don't want to fuck him up.
Yeah, fair enough. Marked for glory.
But it'll be like 100 years before he's painted that way.
See, I still had the marking on him whenever I went and played John, and I didn't put him on the table to start with. I spawned him in later on just to be like, okay, yep, game's more or less over now. He's coming on. He's going to see me through to the end.
Nice.
You done well against John, though.
Yeah. It's quite the reversal of fortunes, shall we say.
Tabletop may have helped.
It probably didn't hurt. And I'm getting more used to what the strengths and weaknesses are of the Codex, which is brilliant considering the new Codex is going to be coming out shortly. I've been spending a lot of time looking at all of the, not even rumors, the leaks now. They are full-on leaks. So there's some stuff that may not see much action in what I currently own. And there's other things that will be like, yep, need to get me some of them. I really want to see a plastic pirate war kit because their new rules for them look amazing. But I don't want no resin.
Yeah, things. That's fair. That is fair.
Yeah.
Did you take a look at
Parasite as well? Looks good.
The what?
Parasite of Morax or something? That's fluffy, but I like fluffy.
You ruined it.
The one with the derpy face. But
that goddamn picture of the kid. I can't even hear the word now without seeing that stupid bloody child.
I did say if it's been ruined for me, it's been ruined for you, so...
Mm. Yeah, to be fair, I did shit all over the Templars release whenever they came out. So, I to be honest, it's not even a thing that's in the current codex. It's in the current codex as like a paragraph in a bit of fluff. I think it was in previous codex, but it was never something that I was that interested in. I'm more interested in seeing, I want like a new Death Leaper and a new Doom of Malentai and stuff like that. I want them because they're the cooler things. Because like Lictors are badass, but a really super elite, even more badass Lictor would be cool.
Yeah,
and again, not a fine cast plastic group. Not yeah. You know what I'm trying to say. Yeah, one plastic models. Goddammit.
I think that's fair. I'm going through a bit of fine cast hell at the moment with some Space Wolf models, and it's so painful.
Mm. Is it the banner by any chance?
It is. It is the Grey Hunter banner. like, I had to soak it in warm water just to sort out the banner pole. It's still still got a kink in it.
Yeah.
Fine cast. It's just a nightmare. But
yeah. Just go away now.
No, I was just going to say, when you get overexcited, Glenn, do your ears fall off?
I was trying to imitate Dave.
Yeah, you're almost as bad as Dave in the picture there. I can't see hardly one piece of ear.
I think it's because my hair is getting a bit longer. And yeah.
You finally got hair to cover your ears. No,
good yeah, just not the fucking top of my head.
The only other question I was going to ask about Tyranids was, did you have a look at the rules for the Crusher Stampede from the White Dwarf a couple of months ago?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
But something, because it's doing quite well in the meta, apparently. I know we don't play or talk much about the meta, but apparently it's doing all right.
I think even without like specific Crusher Stampede rules, I think it was always going to do quite well just taking that style of army, because not very many armies are able to deal with that amount of high toughness wounds.
Yeah.
It's like to be honest, it's very similar to what I already run. All I'd have to do would be drop out the Termagants and add in a few more big Griblies, and that would be it. Because like all the rest of my stuff is Warriors, I might chuck in some Venom Troops or something like that just to, you know, make cover season a bit better and stuff like that. But, you know, I think realistically, if I was going to do it, it would be Warriors and up. Nothing. None of this, like, oh, over two wounds. Nah. Big things and bigger things.
But you was considering running, at one point when we were having our game, you was considering running a complete Termagant army and two of them, the things that spawned them, weren't you? That would have been
mental. Oh, yeah, I did talk about that as well. Yeah, no, because you could go with... Yeah, what did it work out? About 1,500 points, you could have two
spawny
things. Turvaguns, yeah. And close to 180 Termagants with the better guns. So that was...
That's a very high volume of models not to get painted.
yeah, it is. Yeah, and I'd only need another, I don't know, like 10 boxes.
Yeah.
Of them. Yeah, it'd just be, you know, just take down anything, just weird dice.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, there would be a lot of rolling.
I have a mate who's adamant that in great enough numbers, because you get them for so cheap, grots are one of the most feared things in the galaxy for the orcs, just because you can just throw so many at your opponent and just bog things down and just keep a runt herd behind them to stop them running away. I mean, he's wrong, but
it's an interesting theory.
That was his mindset.
Fair enough. On that note, thank you for joining us. You can find us anywhere where you can search Iron and Ceramite. That's on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all good podcast services, probably the shit ones as well. And you can find us again by searching Iron Ceramite. We're on Twitch, sort of. We haven't really ever uploaded anything to it, but we keep saying it. You can pay us on Patreon. Everything is gratefully received and goes back into the channel. And if you are searching for any of your hobbying supplies, please do go and use our Element Games link. Again, it all does go back into the channel. And then if you are playing combat cards, some people do, you can join our clan. Again, it's Iron and Ceramite, and you can compete with Glenn and myself for top spot. And, you know, we don't talk to you. No one's going to talk to you, but we will play you at the game.
Yeah. Yeah, if somebody actually communicates in the goddamn chat, you know, every night again, I might respond.
You are better than me. I ignore it studiously. But you're welcome to come and chat to Glenn. Right. But as said, the key thing is search Iron and Ceramite and you will find us. And because John's not here, I'll do it for him. That's Exterminatus.
That's nice.
As always, we would like to thank you for listening to our Iron and Ceramite podcast. If you liked us, then you can also find us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and any other good podcast services. Just remember, in the grim darkness of the far future, there is only war.
So you went for a couple of cheeseburgers instead?
Yeah, man. Fuck that, yeah. I stuffed my face. I actually feel really, really sluggish and tired for the rest of the night, but it was worth it for the time.
I think he just dropped off, yeah. It's all that talk of quarter pounders.
Yeah, he's gone. Yeah, so he won't be back.
I'm guessing whenever the recording thing came up, he cancelled out of it instead of accepting it. I was like, oh.
He's back in.
Apparently I don't consent to you filming me. Press the wrong fucking button and then just dropped out.
Well, you know.
I've returned.
Yeah, okay, should be fine. All right, does anyone want to do the intro?
Glenn? Glenn's done, isn't
it? No.
I don't mind doing it.
That's all right, then.
You're there, yeah.
Fine, we'll just go into it.
You got the best voice for it.
Yeah, no one would fucking understand me anyway, so.
What do we reckon? Are we all good for that?
Yeah,
definitely. Amount of time should be
right. Well, I'll tell you what, let me get to the last screen so I'll do the wrap-up of this bit, and then... Although Tom's gone. So, should we break now for a drink?
Wait a sec.
Cool. Apparently, yeah.
Yeah, we'll break now for a drink, then I'll do the wrap-up, and then we'll do the next pod.
Cool.
Right, let me...
Are we coming out of this then, yeah?
No, hang on, Glenn's back.
Oh, it's all gone wrong. People are fucking diving off all over the place.
What we'll do is we'll pause now to get drinks and stuff. Toilet break, whatever people want to do. Unless you guys are good to keep going.
Yeah, I'm good, man.
Well, we'll wait for Dave to get back then. And then what I'll do is I'll do the wrap-up for the first video. So all of this and the Exterminatus bit that John insists on. And then we'll go back and then start the pod.
It's Warhammer Quest in space.
Yeah, it's the 40K Warhammer Quest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Voice there, Glenn. That was...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's
good. Do it again. I like that.
No. I'm not here to entertain you. This has still been recorded. This is going to go on the air.
That's all right. Which reminds me, I've got to close off the first pod. So apologies you've had to watch all of this, John, just to get your end screen, but...
Fuck you, we don't care.
Because John's not here, I'll do it for him. That's Exterminatus.
That's nice.
Okay.
You do it better than him. Fuck John. We don't need him anymore.